Welcome to the Fenton V1 keyboard tutorial. In this audio guide, we'll walk you through the basics of your new keyboard, ensuring you can start typing with ease. Let's get started and explore the capabilities of your Fenton V1 keyboard. First section, how to turn on the power. First things first, let's turn on your Fenton V1. Here's how. 1. Locate the power button on the leftmost side of the bottom, at the B1 position. 2. Press and hold this button for more than 3 seconds. 3. You'll hear one long haptic sound when the system turns on. 4. When it turns off, you'll hear 3 long haptic sounds. Second section. How to connect with Bluetooth. All right, now let's connect your Fenton V1 to a device. 1. Find the pairing button, which is the second button from the left on the bottom side, known as the B2 position. 2. Press and hold the pairing button for 3 seconds to reset the pairing. 3. A short haptic signal will indicate the channel number, followed by 2 long haptic signals if the reset is successful. 4. Go to the Bluetooth settings on your host device and select Fenton V1-19. 5. You can confirm a successful connection with the haptic signal. If connected, a short haptic signal followed by a long haptic signal will confirm the connection. Third section. How to hold the Fenton V1. Now, let's talk about how to hold your Fenton V1 properly. 1. Point the charging port towards your body. 2. Make sure the side with the most main buttons faces your face, upward. 3. Hold the keyboard by placing your palms on the lateral sides. 4. Place your thumbs lightly on the front. And wrap your index fingers around the top side. Place your remaining fingers to support the opposite side of the front. 5. Use your thumbs for the main input and FN functions on the front side. And use your index fingers for modifier keys on the top side. Fourth section. How to use the text buttons on the front side. Let's dive into using the text buttons. The Fenton V1 keyboard has a unique layout with multiple press points on each button, allowing for a wide range of inputs. We will learn the main input and text input functions using your thumb. Here's how to effectively use these features. Press points overview. Each button has 6 press points: top left, top center, top right, bottom left, bottom center, and bottom right. This design allows for efficient text and numeric input. Text input mode, to understand the text character arrangement, imagine a regular QWERTY layout. In that layout, letters are grouped in sets of 6. For example, on the left side of the QWERTY layout, QWE and ASD are grouped as button 1. The following is the letter arrangement of the buttons. Button 1. Top left, Q. Top center, W. Top right, E. Bottom left, A. Bottom center, S. Bottom right, D. Button 2. Top left, R. Top center, T. Top right, Y. Bottom left, F. Bottom center, G. Bottom right, H. Button 3. Top left, U. Top center, I. Top right, O. Bottom left, J. Bottom center, K. Bottom right, L. Button 4. Top left, Z. Top center, X. Top right, C. Bottom left, grave accent. Bottom center, minus symbol. Bottom right, equal symbol. Button 5. Top left, V. Top center, B. Top right, N. Bottom left, comma. Bottom center, period. Bottom right, slash. Button 6. Top left, mem. Top center, none. Top right, backspace. Bottom left, spacebar. Bottom center, none. Bottom right, enter. Button 7. Text input mode is P, Now you might be wondering how to input numbers and symbols. To switch to numeric input mode, double-click the TN button, B4 position. Here's the numeric input mode. Button 1. Top left, 1. Top center, 2. Top right, 3. Bottom left, exclamation mark. Bottom center, at symbol. Bottom right, hash symbol. Button 2. Top left, 4. Top center, 5. Top right, 6. Bottom left, dollar. Bottom center, percent symbol. Bottom right, caret symbol. Button 3. Top left, 7. Top center, 8. Top right, 9. Bottom left bracket. Bottom center, right bracket. Bottom right, backslash. Button 4. Top left, end mark. Top center, asterisk symbol. Top right, left parenthesis. Bottom left, backtick symbol. Bottom center, minus symbol. Bottom right, equals symbol. Button 5. Top left, right parenthesis. Top center, none. Top right, semicolon. Bottom left, comma. Bottom center, period. Bottom right, slash. Button 6. Top left, apostrophe mark. Top center, none. Top right, backspace. Bottom left, spacebar. Bottom center, none. Bottom right, enter. Button 7. Numeric input mode is 0. And quick number input. In text input mode, if you press and hold the text button for more than 3 seconds, the button will switch to numeric input. For example, pressing the upper left corner of button 1 inputs, QQ, and pressing it for more than 3 seconds inputs 1. And changing to another language. To switch languages, press Control key and spacebar on iOS. And press Shift key and spacebar on Android. 5. Functions of the R button, L button, and arrow buttons. Now, let's talk about the utility buttons on your Fintan V1. These buttons enhance your productivity by providing quick access to various functions. L button, located to the left of the text buttons, the L button has multiple functions. L1 ESC function. L2 FN mode. L3 caps lock function. L4 tab function. R button, located to the right of the text buttons, the R button provides the following functions. R1 Alt GR function. R2 home move screen. Arrow buttons, below the R button is a diamond-shaped arrow button used for navigation. These arrows allow you to move the cursor or navigate through documents and menus efficiently. 6. Functions of the top side buttons. The arched buttons on the top side where your index finger rests are called T buttons. From left to right, they are called T1, T2, T3, and T4. Here's what they do. T1, Ctrl, T2, Option, Alt. T3, Shift. T4, Command, Windows. These are modifier buttons used when using combination keys and shortcut keys. Just naturally place your index finger on top to use them. 7. Using the FN function. Finally, let's explore the FN function. FN mode allows for enhanced control through document navigation, media functions, and OS settings. Here's a quick guide on how to use these features effectively. Remember, the text buttons and direction buttons temporarily perform the FN function only while the FN key is pressed. Key functions include 1. Document navigation, FN plus arrow buttons. Left arrow, home. Right arrow, end. Up arrow, page up. Down arrow, page down. 2. Media control, FN plus text button 6. Top press points, previous, 6 to 1. Play pause, 6 up, next, 6 to 2. Bottom press points, volume down, 6 to 3. Mute, 6 down, volume up, 6 to 4. 3. OS settings. To change OS mode iOS to Android or vice versa, hold FN L2 and double-click TN button B4. iOS mode, main LED blink screen, first auxiliary LED lights up. Android mode, main LED blink screen, second auxiliary LED lights up. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more tutorials on how to use your Fintan V1 keyboard. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to our support team. Until next time, happy typing!